There you are.
Mayor?
Yes.
How are you getting along?
Fine, Mr. President. Wonderful, thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, fine. Are you getting any rest this hot summer?
No, we're not, because we have racial problems here, and I spend about 24 hours a day among them, and that's the only way to keep them quiet. I get insulted, but I don't let them insult me. We just keep on moving.
Goodness. What percentage of Baltimore is Negro?
60% in our schools and 40% whites in the schools, 60% Negroes, and the opposite is just in the 60% whites and 40% Negro population. But they're concentrated, you see, all around the core of the city. We're building a beautiful city in right here in the business area, but all around us we have bad conditions.
Could I talk to you on something very personal to me and that in the strictest of confidence?
Yes, indeed.
I don't want anybody to know it but me and you. I just might have to urge you to come over here and help run Washington for it.
Well, I'd like to think about it for a minute if I do.
Here's what I think. This is going to be the number one city in America. It's the nation's capital. We've got 122 heads of state that come here this week. I've had the German minister, the head of the Ivory Coast, the folks coming from Italy, and the French. Everybody is in and out all the time, and we've got a wonderful city. Mayor Johnson just got people spending money all over it to beautify it and make it pretty. We've got lovely buildings, but we just got to have a man that understands human nature and can deal with them and has some experience and has the president's confidence. And he just got a completely free hand to run this city, but it's more or less an international city, and it's got to deal with the problems of Virginia and the problems of Maryland and the problems all over the United States and the senators and the White House and things of that kind. We had a state dinner here for Kiesinger, and it's got to be a man that you can respect and so forth. Oh, we have 60% Negroes. We also ought to have some young, able, attractive Negro in the administration. We under this new reorganization, I told him I was going to get the best man in America to run the city. And I rather think that I'm going to have to ask you to do that. And I would like to take a young, able, some fella that could stand some training, that was a Negro, and put him in as an assistant and let you try to train him to see how it worked out, see if he could ever take the thing over when you got to where you felt up to it. I've given a lot of thought to this boy, Roger Wilkin. He's in his early 30s. He's got fine academic background. He's been director of community relations. He was over at Commerce with Hodges, and he's over at Justice with Katzenbach and with Clark, and they think he's one of the better men. He doesn't, he's a little shy and a little modest, a little quiet, but he knows the Negro community pretty well, and they like him, but he doesn't have the breadth and the judgment and the dignity and the experience, and he's still a little shy to work in, but I'm going to give serious consideration today. I've got to make a decision. I've told him I was going to do it, and then I want to make it so that I can talk to both men about the council. I appoint the council. I got to be 9 members. Got to be 3 Republicans and 6 Democrats. At least 3 Republicans. And I wanted to get a whole list of a lot of people and let them look at it. Now, the mayor can veto whatever the council does, but they can veto the mayor if they can get over 2/3.
Let's see, you can sit here.
Yeah. And so I've talked to the papers, and I've talked to some of the leaders, and I've talked to the personnel people, and I've talked to some of the cabinet, like McNamara and others. That could give you old fringe benefits, or you could go out on a boat, take some people now and then, and try to ease some tensions, and the sports and things of that kind. Practically all of them, I feel like I do, they have they think this is the combination we ought to have, and most of them have a very high respect for your reputation and for your patriotic community or public service image. And I think that's awfully important in the nation. There's not any thing I want the man to do except to be fair and to be just and to be treat people equally and so forth. I have no political ambitions. I don't want him to tie. He's free to do any damn thing that his judgment tells him. He just got to be guided by his conscience and the good Lord. But you're one of the few that I have met in these high positions that I would like for Kiesinger or De Gaulle or Harold Wilson or Frey of Chile or any of the rest of them to look at, and I would think they'd know that he's not had and that he's not kept and that he's his own man and he's the first citizen of the city. Now, I wouldn't ask you to do it ad infinitum. I don't want to kill you in the job, and I don't want to give you all kinds of staff, and we can give special assistance and things here, and I don't want to let you have as much help at the White House as you wanted or as little, just to your own boss. If you want to handle it yourself and come in here with whatever you need, you could do that. If you want to send somebody over and make him kind of a joint assistant and process your stuff, I want to do that. But I'm just afraid I'm going to have to ask it, and it's a lot better assignment than Vietnam, although it's not a very good one.
Yes, could I think it over and talk with some people here?
Well, we have two problems. You have to think it over if you want to, and you have to talk some. We sure don't want anybody to know we're thinking of it.
Not a soul.
And I sure do want to... when does your term end there?
December the 5th.
Well, now, what happens if you leave ahead of time?
Well, nothing. The president of the city council takes over.
Well, that's what we need because this is what we just got to do. We just got to... what's your salary over there?
$25,000.
Well, you can get about the same here. Get $28,500. I'm trying to find some fringe benefits, but I don't know what I'll find. I'm looking around. I want to upgrade it. I have the feeling you'd get along fine with the cabinet and the Congress. The people I've talked to about are people I've talked to Macy and I've talked to McNamara and I've talked to Califano and all the people on our staff. I've talked to the district people and the mayor's people and the organizations, the vice president. And I'm glad you're not running against me. I don't want to, the opinion they have of your service is good. And I know you don't like the thought of undertaking a heavy thing and a new thing, but I just think the next year or so you just got to do this. I think we got to draft you. I don't think you got any choice. If you turn it down, why then you're the only man I've talked to about it. I've thought of 30. I've had recommendations from the Attorney General. I've had recommendations from the Chairman of the Civil Service Commission, all of them. I've talked to the papers. After I talk to you, I want to talk to Wilkins, and I'm going to have a press conference, and I may just make you do it like you do the Supreme Court when I put Abe Fortas on it. He said he couldn't do it. It's impossible. But I said, you got to.
All right, let me, I have to talk it over, of course, naturally, with my wife.
Well, you call her.
Yes, and I'll get in touch with you
immediately. All right, call me back if you can after lunch. I've got a press conference at 3 o'clock.
I'll call you.
And call me if you can. After I talk to you, I want to talk to Wilkins. Yes. Do you have any reactions on that?
Wilkins?
Yes.
He's a wonderful man.
I think we ought to have a Negro somewhere in the chain of command, and I think he could carry out your instructions and go get
with him. Wilkins, is that the?
This is Roger Wilkins. He's a nephew of Roy Wilkins.
Yeah.
He's head of the Community Relations Service of the Department of Justice now that goes out on all these riots and works out these tense areas in the South and others, and he's done a rather remarkable job.
Yes.
He's young. I guess he's in his early 30s.
Yes. All right.
Now do it, Mayor. I don't want you, if you don't, I'm going to send you to Da Nang.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Right. I'll call you back.